I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 10 short days remain before Iran heads to the polls in a snap election following the sudden death of former President Ebrahim Raisi. However, with 5 of the 6 candidates coming from hardline ranks, voters have little real choice. And the odds aren't great for the one candidate who isn't a hardliner. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
probably the only potential promise in that list is Pezeshkian. He's the only reformist in that pool. He was quoted in an interview in September 2022 when Mahsa Amini protests were happening, saying it's our fault. But I got to say, for the same reason, I would be very surprised if he was elected.
Pray for strength and courage for Iran's believers and pray that desperate Iranians will somehow encounter the gospel. And as the world continues to open up post-COVID-19 lockdown, China Partner has been able to resume their work in China. Eric Berkland, president of China Partner, just finished up a trip back to the country where they were warmly welcomed.
I think all of that is just God's working. I think the church in China understands it. They're living within the system. It's not a good system, but they respect the system. And they know that they are serving a higher power, which is God Almighty.
Right now, a process called Sinicization pushes to make the country more Chinese. But Berkland experienced curiosity on how bridges can be built between the East and the West. The team also met with a local church leader who said in 2023, 400 people were baptized in their church. Churches are thriving and making a positive impact on society. Join us in praying for the continued work of China Partner in China as they equip and train local pastors to bring people to Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.